AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. All eyes are on Wall Street. The Dow appears to have stabilized after the opening sell-off. It's still down, though, by more than 2%. The Nasdaq down about 4%. ABC business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says Friday's subpar jobs report is one factor for Wall Street investors.
They're looking at Friday's jobs report, and they're saying we'd like to see something more like 180,000, 200,000 jobs added in a month, and we'd like to see unemployment not trending so much rapidly higher. That's where people will say, well, the Fed should have already cut.
Referring to interest rates and the economy, a factor in the election, Vice President Kamala Harris will unveil her running mate tomorrow. She spent the weekend meeting with finalists. Debbie made landfall in Florida, where rain and storm surge are the most significant concerns there, Georgia, and in South Carolina. And Simone Biles finished her Olympic program with a silver in the floor exercise finals. Teammate Jordan Chiles won bronze. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is your chance. The city's Common Council wants to hear from you about that $22 million proposed referendum. Alders are considering putting it on the ballot in November. The mayor has warned it's a referendum or a 6% cut across the board. Tomorrow night, the city is hosting public comment on the referendum at its regular Common Council meeting. You can go in person or speak virtually. Alders say they want to hear more from residents about what they think is the best course of action. There's a special meeting on the schedule August 20th. That's when Alders will vote. If the referendum passes, it would cost the average Madison homeowner about $240 a year, which breaks down to about $20 a month. Meanwhile, leaders of the city's public libraries have thrown their support behind the referendum. Members of the library board say without it, Madison's libraries would have to shorten hours so they're not open on evenings, eliminate at least three positions, and close on Sundays. The library director says it's so much more than books. They provide services people use every day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
All systems go in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on family night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp's been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year. So I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still at kicker. Anders Carlson went 8-for-9 after going 3-for-6 earlier in the week. Greg Joseph, 7-for-9 family night. The Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the UFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Milwaukee has now lost three straight series. Today they travel to Atlanta, where they'll play the Braves tomorrow night.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having to be timely hitting.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high, tonight 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be talking to the Dane County Humane Society.
And we'll be giving away a couple of tickets for the Wisconsin Dells.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You got to read this article in the Washington Post this morning about Trump in Egypt and the 2016 campaign. He got $10 million in cash from Egypt when he was running out of cash, and his own people were begging him to cut a check like he had promised and bragged he would do, and he refused to do it. Then he set up a meeting with Egypt. They gave him $10 million in cash in two bags that weighed 200 pounds. They took it out of a bank next to the airport in Egypt and flew it to Trump's corrupt ass in New York City, and he put it in his campaign, and the CIA got hip to it. They alerted the FBI, and it fell under the purview of Robert Mueller, who was clearly the wrong man for the job. I know he's got his stands on Twitter, but that guy failed the moment, and he didn't want to really investigate it, but there was still some investigation going on until Barr.
Yep. Hey, that voice sounds very familiar. So, I think I know where he comes from. Uh-oh.
Hey, look who's here. It's Twitter and general rock star of the world.
Yes.
Comedian extraordinaire Noel Castle. Everybody's like, yay, ice cream for breakfast again. Noel Castle. All right, we have so much to talk to.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for being on with me.
Thanks for having me, Jody. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it should be fun. So was it weird playing you to you just now?
It was. I was like, who is that guy? He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
No, I mean, you really have, you dove deep in your video about what happened with the Egyptian money. Can you expand upon that? Because it's a huge story.
Yeah, and great reporting by the Washington Post, by Carol Lenig, and her reporting partner, whose name is escaping me right now. But I had some really strong coffee on Friday morning. and I woke up and read that well-sourced, you know, long article that was just like another massive scandal. Mm-hmm. Anybody else who had that scandal alone, their political career would be over and they would be in jail. That's bigger than what Nixon did in Watergate. Mm-hmm. You know, he took $10 million from a foreign government and then released all these funds while he was president that we had in sanctions because al-Sisi, as we all know, attacked his own people to tamp down the Arab Spring, you know, at the behest of KSA, by the way. You know, they didn't get into that in the article, but Saudi Arabia's hands are involved in all that too. So it was just staggering, and I was so angry. And I haven't been doing a lot of car rants recently, but like, I wanted to explain it to the people who didn't have time to wade through that article,
because
I felt it probably wouldn't make its way through the news cycle, you know. And it didn't really, right? It got a few mentions on Friday, but it wasn't it didn't get the attention it deserved for the magnitude of the corruption. And that's because Trump does so much stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it is frightening what... you're right, it should have been a bigger story. It should be a bigger story. People should still be talking about it, not just the weird bear story with RFK Jr. Because that was top of the list today.
Yeah, exactly. And that's obviously scintillating and creepy. And, you know, my home was across the street from Central Park for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my backyard that he dumped a dead bear in. So the story's almost too creepy for me to think about. And obviously that should get some traction, and it will. But, you know, back to the Egypt story, to my surprise, that car rant got like a million views.
Oh, wow.
Which means it resonates with people. Mm-hmm. You know, when people hear what happened, they're like, what the heck is going on? And that's what we need to illuminate to people. Like, that's what your choice is in this election, right? Calm, sane leadership to continue the progress that we've made coming back from the abyss in 4 years, or more of that, selling American foreign policy to the highest bidder. You know, the choice is simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, even Donald talking about the prisoner swap and saying, oh, I never paid for anybody. He released 5,000 Taliban.
Yeah.
Exactly. And invited them to Camp David.
Exactly.
On the anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah. And the beauty of that prisoner swap was not only that it happened, and it's unfortunate that Navalny was not with them, but the president highlighted the vice president in her dealings with everybody, too, because she was very heavily involved in all of this for the last probably 6-7 months at least. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting to watch when they were on the tarmac with the families was he was talking to the press, and then she just waited and waited very respectfully for him to finish. And then they asked her a question, and then he brought her up, and he touted how great she was. And I think that's great on his part, because he's amazing. And I'm bummed that he's not running anymore, but I'm glad that he pushed. He's put her out in the front, and I think that he's doing the right thing.
He absolutely is, and he's such a unique leader. And that moment when he took his pin off his lapel and pinned it on, I think it was Evan, you mm-hmm. know, and I brought tears to my eyes, because mm-hmm. that's the kind of empathy that, you know, if you had like an Irish grandfather, you know, he's part of like an old American tradition of just like sort of stoicism and doing the right thing and being man enough to give credit where credit is due mm-hmm. and ultimately step aside, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people wouldn't have done what he did. He continues to surprise me with his class and how big his heart is.
Yeah, that's the one thing that everybody that's ever met him or has worked with him is, even Lindsey Graham, he's kind. He's a kind human being, unlike Donald. And you know better than anybody about Donald. but it's – go on, sorry.
No, I'm saying kindness should be your North Star in politics. If you're not getting into it to help people, what are you doing it for?
Right.
You
agree.
Know? Right? For your own power, for your own money? Because that's a traditional route that leads to corruption. That's why, you know, far-right groups are propping up all over the world, you know? You need somebody who's like, hey, I got some ideas how we can make this better together, right? Because mm-hmm. nobody can do it alone. It takes a coalition, and it takes grassroots involvement. And I think VP Harris is a perfect person to carry that forward, as we're now seeing.
Absolutely. Know? Absolutely. I agree with you completely. And apparently, it just came out that Mr. Emhoff had an affair before he even met Kamala Harris, before he even met his wife. And it's like, so have you met the other guy?
Yeah. And yeah, his previous exactly. wife said, yeah we're
whatever.
Past that.
We're done. Yeah. We're fine.
Yeah.
It happened. Right.
You know?
Infidelity happens in marriage, and they're still friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Kamala is involved in co-parenting mm-hmm. with him. And I met Doug Emhoff. I got to go to the White House with JoJo from Jersey, who was on the show Saturday night,
sure.
and a bunch of other influencers. And Douglas Emhoff, the second gentleman, hosted us on his private balcony.
Wow.
In the new executive office building, and had like wine and cheese and crackers. And he was a mensch. He was a nice guy. Like, you can't fake that. He was humble but gregarious and cool and so proud of his wife and so happy to be in the role of supporting her. And she happened to come out of the West Wing while we were there. You know, we're sort of looking down on the driveway. Yeah. And she waves up at us, you mm-hmm. know, and they were on their way to the residence to have a celebration that involved, you know, a holiday for her South Asian tradition, mm-hmm. which is wonderful, too, that she doesn't back away from who she is and what her heritage. She brings it into the fold,
right.
and that's who we are as Americans. We're right. a melting pot. We're richer by the myriad cultures that we represent in this country, and we all need to celebrate it and educate ourselves on that.
You know? I agree completely. No, I mean, we were talking about it last week with her black roots versus her South Asian roots. It's like, I'm Irish, I'm Scottish, I'm Dutch, I'm French, I'm English, I'm all of these things. I'm also an American. So almost everybody has more than one little bit of some other country in their blood in this country, because we all come from everywhere else. And so for him to go, oh, now she's black, excuse me? Where's the one drop rule?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know?
100%. And to even question someone's ethnicity, like any part of it is a bad thing.
Right.
You know, or you're dropping something. It's like you just said. You said that beautifully. America, in my opinion, is a gumbo, right? We're a pot of a lot of different ingredients, and that's what makes us special. We're sort of the big kid on the block, not just because of industrial stuff. It's our cultural heritage mm-hmm. that got the world's attention. It's jazz. It's blues. It's rock and roll. You know, those things were invented because, you know, North European, you know, musical traditions from Ireland and England came together and mixed up with, you know, African rhythms, and they all combined in Louisiana and created a spirit, you know, that the African American community gave us. You know, mm-hmm. they responded to that injustice with love, with this gift of music and hope and joy. And that's what makes this country rich. You know, if you look at any of the cultural greatness that we've achieved, it all comes from a mixing of different cultures coming together. And that's a beautiful thing, because otherwise things can get kind of myopic.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
absolutely. No, I agree. And for anybody, I mean, he's not going to stop talking about her like that, you know, and I hope she does. I know there's an argument for her not to do the Fox News debate, but again, she'd wipe the floor with him. I mean, he's not that bright.
I just don't want it to be in front of a huge crowd that's going to be cheering like, you know, the Roman Coliseum.
I agree.
I hate that.
I do, too. I do, too.
Yeah, and she doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't.
He's going to have all those idiots there jacked up on Mountain Dew and vape pen screaming at her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear policy. I don't want to hear applause lines.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And he has no policy. There is no platform.
Exactly.
It's his ego and his aggrievements.
Right.
He doesn't know anything about policy, about running anything. He didn't know anything about business on The Apprentice. He couldn't pronounce the word arbitrage, as I've said on this show before. It flew into a rage and soiled himself, you know, on camera because he was frustrated at a three-syllable word that he didn't recognize. That is a term you learn on day one in business school, by the way.
Right. Well, I mean, we played sound bites from Pete Davidson saying that he couldn't read when he was on Saturday Night Live, that he was like, the guy can't read.
No, he can't. He had a learning disability of some sort. No shame in that.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Armchair diagnosis, but there was something going on there that they didn't treat as a kid. They didn't do the simple thing of getting him some extra help after school. They hid it. That's why you've never seen his grades. That's why he went to military school. You know, that's why they had people taking his tests to get into Penn. That's why he had Michael Cohen threaten to sue Fordham University, which he went to for the first 2 years before transferring to Penn, to not release his grades because he was a D student. Mm-hmm. He literally cannot read. And that doesn't even, you know, that deals with some sort of ability, cognitive issues in the actual act of reading. That doesn't even speak to how intellectually incurious he is.
Right.
Even if he could read, he wouldn't want to because it's work and he doesn't work, you know?
Very, very true. I mean, because we heard that like the President Daily Briefs were practically just photos and drawings so that he could understand it and not very thick. So that it's like...
Yeah, they'd give him pictures and cartoons and stuff because he would zone out when people were talking about, you know, actual things that are happening around the world, which is the job of the president.
Right.
You get a brief, like, it's popping off here, there, and here, and there, and we have to be prepared and make decisions in each of these cases. And here you're talking to an idiot who's not even showing up in the Oval Office till noon because he wants to watch Fox and Friends and snort Adderall all morning. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To his hair... Right? And then he doesn't even pay attention to the PDA. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is. And then for people to give Joe Biden grief, I mean, the other night when they'd met on the tarmac, that was after midnight. He looked fine, quite awake, thank you very much. And for the grief that he was given, saying, oh, he goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night, well, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. That's a reasonable hour.
100%. I mean, I said PDA, I meant PDB. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of NDA, which is the thing I broke when I worked
right.
with him, because I had to talk about what an idiot he was. But to your point on Biden, I agreed completely. Biden was completely cognitive in making decisions. He knew what the decision was. He was negotiating the hostage exchange the day he stepped down, mm-hmm. right? The president, as I've said on this show before, he's not taking in the crops at harvest time. Right. You know what I mean? There's people around to do that stuff. You're paying him to make difficult decisions in private. It's
right.
not even a performative job that we think it is these days. And we've lost that battle because now it is a performative type thing. You know, Roosevelt was only awake probably a few hours a day. He was in a wheelchair. He had every health issue in the world, and he prosecuted and won World War II.
Yep. Right.
Along
yes.
with Churchill and our other allies. You know, it was... To me, it drove me crazy, thinking like he goes to bed at 8 or he's sleepy. I want a president who goes to bed at 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't have a problem with that.
Can I make one more point on
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
I know we're out of time. It's not like they don't wake you up in the middle of the night
right.
when things are going crazy. And also, Trump wanted to put a lock on the door in the private residence. Mm-hmm. No president had done that. This is true. Your
wow.
listeners can pick it up. He wanted to put a lock on the door because he likes to be in private because he does all the things that I've talked about that
right.
he does. The reason you don't have a lock on the door is so they can run in at 3 a.m. and say, you know, God forbid there's a missile crisis or whatever.
Right.
It is, you know?
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It is 21 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein. Protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Dancing as fast as I can. Don't know if I'm coming or going or rocking or rolling. I'm dancing as fast as I can.
It is 25 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for the lovely Stephanie Miller, who will be here tomorrow. And we have Noel Kassler and yes. Chris Lavoie. Hi. And on the phone, we have Lori in Santa Cruz. Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Hi, Jody and everybody there, especially Noel. How nice to have Noel there. So you know I'm calling because I have something to say about the creepy versus weird.
Uh-huh.
We're calling the Republicans. I'm calling from sort of the one of the California capitals of weird in Santa Cruz. And I like that word. I don't want to have it applied to them. I kind of like the caller that mentioned creepy is a good word for them.
Sure.
So it's a good word.
I'm down with creepy for the Republicans.
I think that, there's, like Sue said, there's good weird and then there's Donald Trump weird and J.D. Vance weird. And they are odd, to say the least, you know. I mean, like we've talked with you before, you know Donald. And he's even weirder than we think, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's creepy weird. And I agree with the caller. Mm-hmm. I'm into weird. I'm a Radiohead fan. You know, like surrealist art, you know. Weird with thought behind it, mm-hmm. and individuality is something we should celebrate. Trump is creepy. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people, like, if you saw what he looked like when he got out of the shower before he cut his hair, and it's just these locks hanging. He looks like Riff Raff, you know, from
Except
Rocky
not
Horror
as attractive.
Right.
Right,
Horror.
But not a good-looking riffraff, right? If you saw him, like, say you're sitting in a food court in a mall, mm-hmm. with your family, and he comes up and sits next to you, face painted orange, crazy hair, you know, a lady's watch. He wears a lady's watch to make his hand look bigger, like the shoe lifts. You would just be like, this guy is creepy AF, mm-hmm. you know? And beyond that, he's also a predator, and he's groomed friends of mine who ended up in Epstein's house with him.
Wow.
And my friend, I'm still in touch with, who, you know, who met him when she was 12, taking lessons at his rink in Central Park, by the way. And she called him her dirty uncle, and he groomed her. And she made some bad choices in her own life and had some issues to deal with that led her to, you know, ending up in Epstein's house. And she said to me, Noel, you wouldn't believe what these guys did to girls and women in that house, right? So Trump is weird creepy in a dangerous, predator way, mm-hmm. that most people who aren't rich white guys with famous last names end up in prison for.
Yeah, no, just the idea of him going into the dressing rooms of the Teen USA, Miss Teen USA pageant, and the other thing besides creepy, he's also boring to me. He's just dull.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have any ideas that, mm-hmm. What's Project 2025? Dude, that is technically your policy.
Right.
Stance.
and good point. I'm glad you said that. And one of your listeners pointed it out on Twitter. He does have a policy. He just can't talk about it because it's Project 2025 and it's draconian and it's fascism and he'll have to hide from it. So Kamala, you know, should you know.
Oh yeah, they're getting Buttigieg is all over this. It's being talked about. Thankfully, Chris and I have talked about this before. That it's not new policy. It's just old policy on steroids now.
Right.
Is what it is. Yeah. Oh my goodness, it's already 29 minutes after the hour. We will be right back with Noel Castle on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's apprenticeship programs are getting $1 million boost. The Department of Workforce Development says the grant will help increase Wisconsin's connection to the national apprenticeship system, strengthen the workforce, and position the economy for success. Violent crime rates are dropping in major U.S. cities, but advocates say there's still more to do. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
In the first quarter this year, Milwaukee police say homicides dropped 39% compared to the same period last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A Monona police officer was hit in a squad car last night. Monona police say the officer was on Highway 12 at Fish Hatchery Road, fully stopped at a light when a minivan slammed into the back of the squad. The officer was taken to the hospital with minor head injuries but is okay. The car, however, suffered severe damage. The driver of the minivan got a ticket on scene. This is the second time this year a Monona squad car was rear-ended with an officer inside. Meanwhile, central Wisconsin will see more military jets over the next 2 weeks. It's the annual Northern Lightning training exercise at Volk Field. During this training, the Federal Aviation Administration has given the Wisconsin Air National Guard permission to fly at supersonic speeds. They'll be flying F-35s and F-16s. Northern Lightning training exercises are scheduled for this week and next week, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, these jets are loud. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says you may even hear sonic booms. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening with some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Hi, this is Paul Soglin. When I was mayor of Madison, Samba Balde was common council president. I counted on him to fight for a fair share of city services for all Madison residents and to protect taxpayers' interests. I know you can count on him to be a progressive state senator. Vote for Samba Balde for Senate on August 13th.
Paid for by Samba for Senate.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
And the Ad Council.
Leading by less than 1%, 0.8.
In fact, if you look at it, there were five polls in the Real Clear Politics average that occurred before the 25th of July. Trump leads in all five of those. Of the five polls that have been held since the 26th of July, he leads in only two. She leads in three. So I fully expect that the momentum she has is going to carry her through. Unless it's a disastrous vice presidential choice, this momentum is going to leave her in the lead at the end of the Democratic convention.
You are correct, Karl Rove.
When was the last time you said that?
Never. It's 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. She will be here tomorrow. She got off the stage with this guy, Noel Kassler, on Saturday. So you had a blast, right?
I had a blast. It was phenomenal. Stephanie is such a great host, such a great comedic talent, and so generous of spirit. And that transferred not only to the other people on the stage and John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks and Frangella, who all blew my mind, by the way. I had the pleasure of sitting in the audience and watching their sets. Could not believe it, how good it was. Then I get up on this panel discussion, and it's like all heavyweights, you know? And I do a lot of talking, so I'm like, whatever. And she went down the line, and every person sort of said something like, funnier and more intelligent than the next, you know? So by the time it gets to me, my heart's beating. You know? God damn, I hope I can think of something to say. I didn't expect that funny, right?
Right.
Rude Putin, Dr. Irwin, these guys were killing it.
Yes.
You know, just as a comic, you're like, damn, I got to follow that. That's how it was. But it was wonderful because everybody seemed tuned in to the same sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was like a volleyball game, to use an Olympic analogy, which I loved the match yesterday, if anybody saw it, France and USA. But like, it was that way. And the audience is so plugged in, so smart, so caring, so empathetic, and so down with the cause, which is let's move democracy forward in an egalitarian way that includes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks out for those who need a hand up in life. And that's what it's all about for me. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it was funny because we were joking last week because there were seven of you on the panel. And it's like, it's a night of 100 stars. And, you know, did you have a potato sack race by any chance?
Yeah, it was like Battle of the Network Stars there.
100%. And, you know, I was like, I'm a fanboy. You know, Ellie Mistel, I was like so intimidated. You know what I mean? And luckily I got to shake his hand and give him a hug at the end. And he's just a wonderful guy. Malcolm Nance is a hero of mine, just like such a, you know, fun guy. All the rest of them, you know, I'd met JoJo before, and the other guys, you know, just incredible. You know?
Oh, good. I'm glad. Dave Foley came on stage at the end, correct?
Dave, I sat with Dave. Dave and Joe, and I sat right next to him. And, you know, I'm a comedian, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
I went to get improv. Dave is a god.
Yes.
I'm the one who caught Dave backstage, actually, because we got up to go do our hit, and there was I worked in that theater many times behind the scenes, and there was a guy, you know, stopping with everyone's name on a list. And he's like, I don't see your name on the list, Dave. And I'm like, trust me.
They're going to want
him. There's nobody backstage who's going to mind that he comes back. And the guy thankfully listened. And Dave came out and said something, you know, brilliant and funny and like he is. Right?
Yeah, he is. He's brilliant. I'm a huge, huge fan. Very, very jealous of everybody that got to meet him.
Yeah. No, I was fanboying. I was like, oh, my God. I must have told him 10 times what a hero he was.
I'm sure he appreciated that.
It was very cool, and I'm good friends with the Trailer Park Boys, who are a big comedic, you know, improv group in Canada. So he sent a message to them for me. And stuff.
Oh, that was nice.
Cool.
So you've been watching the Olympics, and you're just all about the Olympics, huh?
I'm all about the Olympics. You know, just as an American, as a sports fan, as somebody who worked in broadcast live television, you know, I appreciate the spectacle of how hard it is to pull it off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? And they're doing a phenomenal job. I like that Snoop Dogg is there. Snoop Dogg was a mainstay of on all the shows that I did through the years. Mm-hmm. The first time I did it, I did a lot of NBA All-Star games for about a dozen or 15 years or something. And the first time I did one in New Orleans, I had a suite. They used to give the talent department really nice hotel rooms because we had to stay in the hotel that all the celebrities stayed in, right? So one night, my hotel room, or one year, was right next to Snoop Dogg's. Like, we shared the same thing, and we had a common door, right? And all I can say is the scent and aroma that came through that door at night became quite a challenge.
Yeah, so you just stay sober?
I'm sure he had a cleaning fee after he checked out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Uh-oh.
You want me to take care of that?
Here. Yeah, you can listen on the speaker. On the speaker?
Thank you.
Okay.
There you go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Noel. It's Stephanie Miller, everybody, on the Stephanie Miller Show. I just had to come down to second. Noel Kassler was so fantastic in New York, as was everybody Saturday night. We, Rude Pundit and I were saying we thought this would be a complete cluster F. And everybody, Noel, like you were saying, was so thrilled to meet each other and so respectful of each other.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Everybody was. And then you're right. I didn't even know Dave Foley was coming. And I was about to say, and now the cast of the Rockettes from Radio City Music Hall. But
that's
amazing. Yeah. You guys were all so smart and so funny. And it was just such an amazing. It's just an amazing energy out there, isn't it?
Unbelievable, Stephanie. I was blown away. I'm still on a high from it. I got my pass right there on the mantelpiece, you know? Like, it was, it exceeded my expectations. Congrats and kudos to you, because, you know, you're putting this thing together, and you're so generous of spirit, and it transfers to your audience.
It's true.
I worked on gigs for a living. I never felt people that vibed up after a show.
I know.
Mean, people were full of love, and it was so much
fun. I'm the lucky one. I was so grateful. I'm like, I can't believe these people all did this for me. That's the problem. Everyone lives in New York, and everyone said yes.
Right.
And I was like, oh, crap. I don't know how this is going to go. But I was just so honored. And this is even before we found out the latest JFK dead bear cub.
RFK,
whatever. Yeah. I mean, Noel, are meth craze weasels writing the news cycles now? Because
I know.
I'm like, what?
I can't even believe it. In my day, the only bears in Central Park were in the Rambles.
Hey, hello. Hey. That's a gay joke, everybody. Yeah, it was amazing. My big sister came and surprised me, came up from North Carolina.
I saw that photo.
We took one of those murderous pedal cabs, which guy almost killed us.
All right.
Super fun. I posted video.
Okay.
I survived.
Good.
Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, Noel, thank you so much, honey. You were fantastic. Thank you.
I had a blast, Stephanie. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life. Thank you so much.
The Kama love out there, right? It's just amazing. The energy. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go collapse now.
Go take a nap.
Mwah. Goodbye.
Thanks, Steph. Oh.
Thanks again, Steph.
Yay.
Yay.
Hi, doggies.
Yeah, the doggies came down, too.
They did.
Yeah. No, even Rude Pundit earlier said that it was so, like, everybody behaved themselves.
Yeah.
On the panel.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was no contrarianism. There was no, like, I disagree with that. There was no interrupting each other. And everybody seemed keyed in on the vibe. You know, everybody, it was an energetic thing. It was like, let's keep this ball in the air, but substantive, too. Everybody's making these great points.
Yeah.
It was just something.
Yeah, people don't realize how funny Dr. Doom is.
Oh, he is.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I was sitting next to him. He was the guy who was intimidating me because I'm like, damn, I'm the one who's supposed to be a comedian, and he just killed me. You know?
Well, you know, it brings you to your better level, like, you know, people that are competing in the Olympics, like Simone Biles, who was so adorable over the weekend. Mm-hmm. She said she had a picture of herself holding one of the million medals that she's gotten. She said, I love my black job.
She trolled
Donald
Trump.
I love that she said that she wrote that down, and it made the rounds very quickly because it's true, and she's very good at that job. She's amazing to watch. It looks like she floats when she's doing her floor routine.
She's the first gymnast who's brought me to tears. You know, earlier in her career, in one of her iconic performances, I remember watching it and just bawling because I love. And this is why we watch this. Excellence of the human spirit, right? It's not so much the technical skills. I mean, that's all part of it. But it's watching somebody do their best and cheering them on and doing things that you wouldn't do otherwise, that you couldn't accomplish without being on that stage and having that energy of the world focused on you. It takes on something bigger. And it becomes a metaphor for life and what we can accomplish when we work hard, train hard, support each other, cheer each other on, you know, include everybody in the discussion and in the activity. You get something like that. You know, she's a special, special talent.
Yeah, she is. And with J.D. Vance on, what was it, a few years ago saying, oh, we shouldn't have celebrated her quitting the Tokyo Olympics. And that's like, She could have killed herself had she stayed in.
Yeah. Broken her neck.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, because she jumps so high. It's dangerous what she does.
Absolutely. And self-care, you know, bringing that into the dialogue. Like, my head isn't right now. I got to take care of myself before that. That is a wonderful example to give the world, to give athletes, to give entertainers, to give everybody in their lives. There's no shame in taking care of yourself. And you need to know when to do that. I learned that stuff the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in recovery. Same. I've been for a long time. I've said yes to tours that I shouldn't have said yes to.
Right.
And I'm 6 months in a hotel room, you know, barely holding on kind of stuff. There's no reason to torture yourself, because what'll happen if you take care of yourself is what Simone showed us this Olympics. You'll come back and do even better. And, you know, you'll have that sort of example to set for future generations.
Doesn't she have like 10 years on some of her teammates? Like, she's in her mid-20s, and she's with 16-year-olds, which is usually you're aging out at 17 in gymnastics. And for her to be 26 years old and killing it like she is incredible. I'm in awe of her. I mean, all of everybody, but and then the pole vaulting guy, he had a mishap. Was it the pole?
Yeah, he reminded me of myself in so many ways. You know, Noel the Pole was my nickname.
And like I was telling you during the break, I was reading an article from Fox Sports Australia, and apparently this sort of thing happens more often than you might think.
It seems dangerous not to have things protected down there when doing that sort of thing. That's poor guy.
He's famous.
Yeah.
He's super famous now.
Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons. Oh, let's see who we've got here. Michael in North Carolina.
Hey, Jody. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're doing very, very well.
Thank
by the
you.
Way. Is Noel still there?
He is still here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask. I know this is probably a little bit rude of me, but is it possible that JoJo from Jurors is as beautiful in person as she appears to be when she's on the screen?
Yes, she's a very beautiful person. She has an infectious laugh, and that's why she sort of, you know, she's been hitting with everybody in a way. You know, they react to her. I was talking about the Doug Emhoff story earlier. You know, we all spent a day in the White House, like, privy to some meetings, and, you know, they were giving us some readouts on things. And then at the end of the day, Doug Emhoff had this little mixer, you know, reception for us on this balcony in the old executive office building. And there's a lot of internet personality types and you know, independent journalists there. And Ron Klain comes out to address us. And before he can speak, he goes, "Hey, you're JoJo from Jurors."
Wow. That's so cool.
He once retweeted me because he used to drink Tab, which was my favorite drink. And when Coca-Cola decided to stop making it in 2020, there was a big backlash. And I tweeted at Ron Klain and I said, "Hey, you know people. Can't you make them, you know, making it again?" And he just liked it and retweeted what I tweeted.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Hey, he's a Tab drinker. He was. None of us is a Tab drinker anymore because they stopped making it. But no, I mean, that's a cool story about Ron Klain knowing who she... I bet she was freaked out a little bit.
She totally was. I think she started crying or something. Aww. Like, she got all clamped and stuff. But yeah, no, she's beautiful, nice person, you know. It's, yeah, so...
Yeah,
you want me to hook you up? What's the question?
Well, no, I dropped him already. Uh-oh.
What?
Dave in Georgia. Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I have a plan. My family and I have a plan to make Chris's name live on forever and ever.
All right.
It involves $11 billion.
Okay.
A little complicated, but here's how it works. My nephew's wife name is Ronnie Davis. She has just written a book called The Night Is Ours, and it includes a character in it saying she invented the phrase 11 billion.
Uh-oh.
Which means 11 billion is now in print.
Sure.
It's official.
Sure.
We already know that Keith Olbermann uses it all the time on his podcast.
Yes.
Now, the plan is we get Charlie Pierce to put it into Esquire, John Fugelsang to put it into his new book.
Uh-huh.
And from there, it's a natural. It becomes the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year. You get your name in the Oxford English Dictionary, and it lives on forever and ever.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
All right, we'll get right on that. That's funny. Wow, yeah, that's how you're going to do it with your $11 billion.
Yeah, I've been saying that since high school.
Well, yeah, I remember some kids years ago were like, well, if it's 11, why isn't after 19 it 11T? Because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it completely makes sense. But yes, the 11T billion man right there.
You know. I don't take credit for much, but that I take credit for.
That you'll take credit for. Okay. Maybe this person can explain it. Hi, Harlow in Idaho. You have, are you going to explain Bitcoin to me? Because I don't understand it.
In 1920s, Goldman Sachs, inside the company, they started trading fake stocks mm-hmm. inside the company.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, somebody outside the company heard about it, so they started actually getting real money for said stock. So it's just basically a make-believe.
Right.
Until somebody decides it's real.
Right.
But I don't know how they put any money, the actual money behind it.
I don't either.
It's made up.
Yeah. It is. It's made. I mean, everything that's of value is something that we put the value on.
Yes,
it.
Right.
You know, we don't use flowers to buy and sell things. We use money or diamonds or whatever. You know?
Original Star Wars action figures are just hunks of plastic.
Right.
It's the value that we put on it.
Exactly.
That makes it, you know, worth something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't understand Bitcoin. Do you understand it? No.
Do you understand?
But you guys just explained it well. You know, there was a limited resource. They were only going to make so much money.
Right.
And something is worth as much as somebody's willing to pay for it.
Right.
Exactly.
So speculated on it, then it became a resource. It's not backed by gold or anything in reality.
Right.
It's like you guys said. I always use the analogy of the art world, right?
Sure.
There can be a painting that sells for $50 million that, you know, isn't technically any better than a painting that has no value,
right?
Like somebody you've never heard of is doing in their garage today, right? But it's the group saying, this is worth this much. I'm going to trade this.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's exactly it. Wow, it's already 51 minutes after. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with Noel Castler.
Can't catch the Stephanie Miller Show each day? Not a problem. Head over to politicalvoicesnetwork.com and Political Voices Network on YouTube.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Oh.
always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. The crew at Ooga invites you to some great August events. On the 6th, it's Tom Winkers from 4 to 7. August 10th, Good Time 5 entertains from 6 to 10. And the Open Jazz Jam hosted by the Paddle City Big Band on August 15th at 6 p.m. Check the Ooga, that's O-O-G-A-H, Facebook page for more details and fun. Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Steffi.
It is 56 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton with Noel Kassler and Chris Lavoie and Michael from the Bronx. You were at the show on Saturday.
Yes, I was. And it was phenomenal. My only regret is that I didn't get to meet you in person, Jody.
Aww.
But Noel?
Yeah.
Can Noel hear me?
Yeah,
he
can.
Yeah, great.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go,
Mike. Yeah. It was on the meeting you. If you remember, I was the gentleman dressed in all blue with a blue cane because of my nursing my back injury. Yep. That's me, Michael, from the Bronx, and all of you deserve to take a bow. Yes, it was funny, entertaining, but you hit a home run on major, major points. And give us something to spread the word on, reminding each and everyone of what's at stake coming in November.
Mm-hmm.
So hats off to you, folks. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one, Michael. No, that's true. It helps with everybody in the room. You got your marching orders.
That's what it's all about, right? Mm-hmm. And we do this together. It's not about any one person. It's like passing on the energy. Here's the ball. You take it and run with it for a while. This is a relay. Democracy's a relay race. One generation hands it off to another. Mm-hmm. We happen to find ourselves in a pivotal moment, an inflection point, which is a blessing, right? It's intimidating and scary, but it's also an honor because we're not just serving the past. We're serving the future and future generations. And how much love and energy and enthusiasm we bring into it now determines how good life will be in the future. And what an opportunity as a human to be alive, to participate, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's we've been talking about it earlier. You know, we want to make sure everybody's got the right ID to vote, make sure you're still on the voter rolls mm-hmm. in your state. And, you know, we got to get out. We got to give Kamala Harris a Senate. We got to give her the House. We got to, you know, get as many people as possible for her to be able to do the job that we're going to hire her to do. Because if she doesn't get that support from us, we're not going to get anything accomplished. It'll just be stalemate again because the Republicans are not going to want to help her one little bit.
Nope.
No. And they're going to do all kinds of things they can to mess it up and throw a fly in the ointment. So we got a little over 90 days, one day at a time, 90 days, and we can change this whole direction.
Exactly. Perfect ending. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, NoelKassler.com.
Thank you, Noel, so much. I really appreciate it. See you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC